All right, now, ladies.
Yeah.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
I can't hear you. I said, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Okay. Here we are. Welcome to that time of the week. It's Outkast. Remember when that video came out and everyone was like, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
The Hey Ya video.
But yeah, I remember Caroline. Played.
Yes.
She's the reason for the word, bitch.
My name is in a lot of songs.
It is.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a song name.
Men love you. Line I can't introduce you to the men I'm dating because they'll fall in love with you.
Fuck, too late.
I know. I have something to tell you.
Too late.
We want to welcome you in as our third.
After that foot comment on the podcast, I don't even know where my... That's why I wear socks because... I can't even compare to Caroline's.
That and you my have feet swamp messy. Feet.
I don't got swamp
beautiful.
Feet. Although I have been sweating at the palms lately.
Oh.
Palms yeah, what do you guys sweaty. Think of that?
I don't know what to say.
My knees are weak. Heavy. Arms spaghetti. Arms. Wait, I got to write that down. What's going on? Stuart and I had a wonderful time at the Stress Factory in New Jersey this weekend.
No stress to be had.
No stress to be had. We weren't stressed because we weren't sick.
Mm. No.
Ashlyn.
Stuart gave me COVID.
Someone caught COVID, and guess who still hasn't gotten it? This bitch.
All three of you.
This bitch.
Don't jinx it.
I know, it's crazy. Now I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm like, did I do something wrong?
I know.
Right. Yeah, like if you don't get COVID, you're going to hell. That could be it.
Oh, bring it on. See you there, gay girl.
I really
gay
have
girl.
Just never really had COVID. I don't really know. I'm like a Republican now. I'm like, does it really exist?
No, I'm literally like...
I literally was like that because I've never caught it before either. This is my first time. Yeah. And I was literally like, is it a hoax? Like, is Donald Trump... You know,
and
right?
now you're fully you're like, could freedom. You put a mask on?
I'm AOC. I'm like, we should do this podcast with mask on.
Exactly. 6 feet, darling.
Actually, let's hop on Zoom. Things are spiking.
Not anymore.
No.
Now that
it's Christmas 2022 all over again. Oh or 2021.
Dude, Christmas 2021 was wild.
That was wild. What did I was do? Like, if I don't get to go home.
Remember, like, no one was getting to go home.
I know. I think I went home.
I think we went.
Yeah, I went. Oh, I went home. Yeah,
I went home. Yeah, you I like quarantined the week before to make sure.
Right.
Oh my God.
How did I get home? Oh, I think my dad drove me. He visited. Yeah. And then, yeah, that was a big family week.
Yeah.
Each year on the holidays, my time home gets shorter and shorter.
As it should.
I wonder why.
I'm trying to be like the gay uncle who comes in and out on one day.
Yeah.
He like has a Delta membership and he's like, bye, my gay uncle Steve.
Yeah, but he brings great gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Just in and out. Anyway, so we had a fun time, but you know what? We can make this up at Bananas Comedy Club.
Woo!
And it's actually a half hour outside of the city, which is wonderful. Mm. But the club, not to brag, is in a hotel. So, you know, Ashlyn and I will be having a wonderful time. Awesome. I think that's July 15th and 16th, two shows only. So let's go bananas. And then we got one night in Buffalo, August 10th. I think the girls are coming. I'm still waiting on confirmation from my agent. But, you know.
I said agent.
I thought it was about to be that, and then I said agent. So I'm high. I'm so high right now. So
are you?
Are you guys annoyed? Yeah.
No.
Stuart's like, come on.
I can't
when
even
Stuart
tell.
Does the mic thing, that's like.
She has her arms crossed.
I know.
And her legs.
And her,
body
legs.
And her legs.
I've never been less annoyed in my actual life.
And her really? And her eyes are crossed too.
Yeah, your eyes are crossed.
The eye roll.
Anyway, so
I'm actually
yeah.
really good at crossing my eyes.
Me
are
too.
You?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's not that.
Did I? Am I Let's doing see. It?
That is good.
Yeah.
I used to be.
You're just
make,
looking down.
Oh.
I used to do it, and I would make them shake. Oh. But then people said that's really bad for your.
I heard that too. I used to do that too, and my mom would be like, "No, it's your eyeball's gonna get stuck there." Like,
yeah,
no,
that's what. That's
you make
what
him like shake, like you like.
No.
Oh, ow! It kind of hurts now. They told me to stop doing it, so I don't do it.
I don't like to do it. Yeah.
They told when us to stop doing everything
no
fun.
No one told me to stop doing
don't
it.
Don't pop your fingers. Yeah. Don't write on the back of your hand. The ink will seep into your skin. Yeah, no, it never did. Die. Calm down, Dad.
I know. Relax. Calm down.
We all got to die on something.
Well, speaking of dying, Listen to this. I got a question from a listener before we even start.
Oh, I love this.
I want to start off the pod with this just because, you know, I like to be generous to our millions of listeners. Mm-hmm. I got a question millions. That said, how do you guys stay secure and happy by having so much debt? I have debt and I can't stop thinking about it. It was along those lines of you guys. So Caroline, you don't have to talk about this. So we'll Caroline, keep it to us
or
three.
You can like try to pretend.
Oh yeah, you can pretend.
You can say things that people say when they don't
have
money.
Yeah, or we can have Caroline give advice. Oh, actually, let's go with you first. What do you think?
I have anxiety without debt already. Right. So I can't imagine what it's like. Although,
dude, if Caroline had money problems, her life would collapse.
Actually, now that I think about it,
maybe she'd be stronger.
If she had to deal with like fucking the stress of like an upcoming credit card payment, or
I would get real with myself if I had financial issues. I would take responsibility.
You would be the maid. You would be the maid you wish to see.
I would be maid on Netflix. I would be Margaret.
Yeah.
I would be real. I would get real with myself.
I love that.
I would have to get real with myself.
It really right you up.
You do have to get real with yourself. That is some good advice. Yeah. That's really true. I don't even know. I try not to think about it. If it floats in, I'm like, no, I'm manifesting money. So, and I'm not going to manifest it by worrying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have to pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But you have to be like, oh, this is Monopoly money I owe.
Literally, I'm investing in my future. Yeah. The only thing where it gets hard is if the payments get too much. Like the Amex payments are pretty high. So I just don't put stuff on there as much.
Yeah.
But like with the Chase payments, yo, those then be motherfucking $80 a month. I'm like,
the Chase are so low.
Yeah, the Chase are so low. That's the advice, is get a credit card with like Chase. Low payments. Yeah, yes. I'm paying that bitch for the rest of my life.
Yes. Capital One, solo. Solo.
That's the key. Capital One, go to these low banks. Like, yo, be going to, I'm at Chase. Because that's so easy.
I love the Chase.
It's
Sapphire.
So easy. Do Amex.
I don't think you can get all.
Because rich people do Amex and
and they want their money ASAP.
Yeah, you can't just let it sit, I realize.
Yeah,
I
and like, they're giving you
I've never
points.
Seen a credit card payment as high as an Amex. And I'm like, oh, this is responsible people. And that's why there's so many benefits of it,
this
of having
with
the Amex.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, whoopsies. That. I've just been chilling at the Delta Club.
They have like a spending limit too.
I
like,
didn't realize that.
There's
with
no
Amex.
Spending limit. But there's no spending limit.
Have
on
like
mine.
But they have like a limit that like if you surpass this limit without paying something, yes. Then you got to pay it in full.
Yes, exactly.
So let's say you have $5 in already on your card and yeah. You put like dinner on it, you got to pay that whole dinner
yes.
Right there.
Wait, yes. On Amex?
Yes.
There's certain.
Why did I think that I wanted an Amex?
No, you don't.
I saw gold. I saw it was silver. It had little flowers. I was like, oh, love that card.
You saw a rosé card and you was like, I need that
Kate Spade credit card.
It says boob on it.
Okay. I will say that Amex has wonderful, wonderful perks. Like the points rack up so fast. There's like
nobody
payment.
Told me that.
There's payment. Well, that's because you're at Chase where the payments are literally $90 a month and you can just rack up and you can just be like, my income went up to $100K a year. And they'll be like, okay, your credit limit's gone up. And you're like,
yeah.
Like they're literally
no income.
I'll log into Chase and they're like, did your income change? And I'm like, yeah,
yes, it did.
$200K.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden my credit card is like no spending limit. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to the mall. So
I would love to go to
did your income change? Yes, in my head.
Yeah. Cause I'm manifesting it and I'm living the life that I want. So technically, yes,
mm-hmm. I've projected.
Wow,
that I'm going to make
if I took my Amex and I went and I bought a couch on like Crate and Barrel
right
now, and it was like $700. It was like $2,000.
Yes.
What? I have to literally pay back that day.
So not, no. So if you let's say you got the card and you went shopping, right? And they gave you a limit. Like there's no limit on the card, but there's a certain amount that you can have on the card. And after you go beyond that limit, you have to pay everything in full. So let's yes. say you already had $5,000,
right?
Like in your debt on your Amex, and then you went and bought the Crate and Barrel couch. Then they'll say you gotta buy,
your
you gotta pay
statement.
That. Yeah,
you have to pay the whole
statement.
Thing.
Yeah.
So you have to be
plus the $5,000.
Some of the $5,000, yes, or you're gonna get like some interest on it.
Right.
No wonder it's for the riches only.
Yeah,
the rich
really
and famous.
It really is, and I think I'm in over my head.
I have a work Amex. I'm gonna start charging it up.
Yeah, do it. The points
right
are
off,
amazing.
Right
the
off,
they are
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. And yeah. If you travel a lot, like you should be using Amex.
Yeah.
But
I'm stupid.
There's certain things that you're like, oh, I can't fuck around with this card.
Right. Yes. I'm not fucking with this card.
But that wow. Chase Sapphire. Sapphire. Yo, we debit putting cards. That down. I'm getting everybody's drinks tonight.
Oh, yes.
Amex is like a strict mom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it Chase really Sapphire is like a grandpa. You're yeah, like, it yo, is.
Yeah. Let's go. We getting ice cream. Yeah. So that's our advice. I don't think we gave any advice. Just get cards that...
We said to go more
transfer
into that.
Transfer your balance to like a easier card.
No, you just
card.
Can't start. You can only control what you can control. Make yeah. little changes.
And know that don't if, buy your life is, out. If your life mm-hmm. is progressing appropriately, you will be able to pay it off someday.
Exactly.
Because you can see
manifest
things.
Money.
Manifest and if money, you don't, manifest.
I mean, people die with debt and nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
It's okay.
Exactly. Doesn't it go to your children?
Also, maybe. But
do I have any?
We don't, yeah.
Well, I'm about and to I have some that, just to give them my debt.
Well, my yeah, goal right. in life is to have kids when I don't life have, hack. When I'm financially stable, so it won't go on to my kids right. because I'm manifesting a stable home for okay. my children.
All right, I believe
now
you.
Now I'm screaming at you.
Yeah, you're
look at how I'm holding the mic, too. Anyway.
You're like, I will have a stable life before I have children.
Also, who knows the state of the world? What's going to happen?
Right.
That's like, also like, true. Is money going to be real?
Is money real? Yeah. I don't even know if it, y'all know the banks. This is getting into my conspiracy theories, uh-oh. But the banks don't even have coins anymore. I'm like, do we have the money that we say we have? I don't know.
What do you mean oh, they like don't have change? Coins anymore?
You go to a bank, try to get coins. They like barely have them anymore.
Like quarters?
I'm writing an essay like about abolishing the penny.
I don't know. I do drop off laundry, so.
I actually just heard about this on a podcast.
Oh, really? What I'm podcast like, are you listening to?
They were talking about how coins are like not existent very much anymore. And I'm wondering, it just makes you think, do we have the money that we say we have?
It's true.
They are hard
that's
to get.
That's why we have to spend the money we don't have for now.
After 2020, like after COVID hit, the coins are hard. That's why I have like a bunch of coins in my house.
Well, you also read that book behind you.
You should keep the
yes.
No,
bring it out. Bring
no,
it out
the one on the top shelf. Top.
Oh, coins.
Coinbase.
No, I'm just saying, collect your coins. Save collect, some gold bars. Save some coins. We don't know what's going on.
Buy gold. Everyone,
and
buy
now we
gold.
Turn into an infomercial. So if silver? You want to buy gold, you'll want to call this number right here. I cannot tell you this market is going to be hot. Those infomercials are always on at 2 a.m. in a comedy
on
club
Fox
hotel.
News, I feel like.
Yeah. And you're like, maybe I should.
I'm like, should I get into coins?
Comedy
like,
for five people.
Gold bars?
Should I get into coins? Yeah, he's like, oh, they had one that was a little tiny Fender guitar
of
made out of like gold. And he's like, these are going to sell like hot like this guy. But then I Googled this guy who was doing these infomercials and I guess he's like a scam artist.
Duh.
And then I was like, well, now I want to buy his guitar. I want to be involved.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. I want to start painting things with gold and just telling people
I
it's
into,
real gold.
I'm going to get into gold, I think. Gold.
Yeah.
But you know what else we should get into? Topics.
Yes. Topics.
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 Topics. Two urinal related topics, mm-hmm. this area related yeah. topics. Mm-hmm. Number one, New Yorkers are undergoing bladder surgery. Wealthy
this.
New Yorkers
get to the Hamptons.
Are undergoing bladder surgery because the drive from Manhattan to the Hamptons is so long it's and there's so nowhere hard. To stop. So men are getting their prostates
shrunken
in a process called prostate artery embolization, oh. and women are getting bladder Botox to ensure
this.
That they can
so where's
hold
the pee
it in
gonna
longer.
Come out
did
of that
Caroline is a
write
fucking
this?
Fire.
Yeah, yeah. She would have.
I love society.
She would have anxiety about having.
And
to
we
pee.
Wonder why yeah. we don't have coins and people are doing this now.
For $20,000.
I like this. It, I
without insurance,
idea.
It's $20,000. Well, if I'm going to do Botox, I'm not going to do my bladder. I'm going to fix my face.
I would
totally.
Be on the side of the
yeah.
road.
But they already fixed
oh,
their face.
Oh, you're right. I don't have anything to fix. So I guess I would fix my bladder. That's what you guys were supposed to say.
No,
my God.
No, we were like, yeah, and some other stuff too.
No,
some
no
other
but these
stuff.
I would get my pussy lips smallened.
Exactly. Every
like, labiaplasty.
Yeah, I would like.
Labia. I would get my clit get, enlarged.
I can't believe men are
that's
men are
surgical. I think you just take hormones for that, right? I think
like
that enlarges your
clit enlarged.
Like
that's
testosterone.
Literally what trans people you're literally
it takes some tea.
Tea.
You're sounding like J.K. Rowling.
No, she sounded like J.K. Rowling.
No, I didn't. I said I wanted my clit enlarged.
That's what they do. If you want a penis, you can make
are
that
you
happen.
Turf? Are is this
what
how you come
mean?
On turf?
Are you a turf?
What is a turf?
Like a rude person.
Not us having to educate after pride.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking.
Wait, you don't know what a TERF is?
Like someone that.
What's the transgender exclusionary.
Oh.
A
feminist who excludes the rights of transgender women from their.
Yes. Oh. Feminist, but really scientific about you know,
with the like trans people. Oh. So like J.K. Rowling says, like,
I don't care if you transition. A woman is defined by being born with a uterus.
Oh. Yeah. But a woman is gender.
Leviosa.
Leviosa. What does it stand for, TERF, exactly?
Trans exclusionary radical feminist.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the idea that womanhood, you can't just come in and know womanhood. Right. I'm the one who had a period. How can you come in and know? I'm the real woman. Period.
Right. Yeah.
Why am I a TERF?
I think you're a TERF.
Actually, I do be like that sometimes. I'm like, dude, you didn't have to have cramps. I don't know.
When Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year, I was like, but she's still got a period.
Literally, you're a TERF, bitch.
She is a TERF.
I don't think you're a real TERF woman because you don't get your period. Term.
That is true. I am a man.
I didn't realize that's what it meant. Wow. Yeah. I learned something. Look at us being educational.
Look at this. Coins.
Coins. TERF.
So I don't know how we got on this.
Botox.
So
I can't believe men are doing this.
Well, men. Well, it's because when
men
get old,
they just want someone to touch their prostate.
Yeah, that's
and they pee all the time.
They pee guys all who go to the Hamptons time. aren't able to ask their wife to ask to finger their prostate, so they have to go to the doctor.
I will say
and tell them it's because they can't. Because men pee on the fucking road.
I know.
When men do this, they just want to get their prostate.
They can pee in a Gatorade bottle. I'm like,
I know.
Stop it.
Men will pee
anywhere.
I could. Men will pee anywhere.
That's true.
And did you read that? Like, did you see the picture of this guy of the doctor?
Oh my god,
hideous!
He looks like a fucking.
He's raking it in.
Hideous. He looks like an adult Chucky.
He said every week he gets a million requests for this one.
Yeah,
and
that's
he said
amazing.
For the women, it'll last 6 weeks, which is enough for the, or six
for the
months,
summer.
Or
three, for
4 months or something, which is enough for the summer.
He also said he'd lost three friends because he wouldn't pull over. Did you read that?
Yeah,
because he wouldn't pull over so they could pee.
He
I'm
just
like,
had
sir
to get out there. I'm like,
that's
relax.
Abusive.
I'm like, I'm sure abusive. You lost those three
these
friends for other reasons.
If I'm driving and someone has to pee, we pull over immediately.
Yes,
it's crazy.
We did that for Stuart.
I don't really understand why.
You did less for me though.
I don't understand.
You guys were like, oh, she's the headliner. You're acting
you
like...
You want a coffee. You were like, I need coffee.
I do need... When I need coffee, I need coffee.
Coffee.
Stuart knows this.
Stuart needed to pee. There's a huge difference.
No, wait. Yeah. When I need coffee, I need coffee.
Okay.
Stuart knows this. That's why she's coming with me to Bananas. So.
Okay.
Am I getting COVID again?
You're gonna get you COVID are, again. Bitch.
I'm going to like
slip.
Doses.
I'm going to slip a positive test into your...
I'm like A for Pretty Little Liars, just like marking the other line on her COVID test.
What's done is done. Okay. Well, speaking of that area, let's stay down there. There's been a surge in vasectomies since the Roe versus Wade. Oh. The Roe versus Wade thing.
Tie it up, boys. You can get them reversed.
12 Sounds to 18 great. Requests a day.
That's a good slogan.
Canada has the highest vasectomy rate.
Oh, woke kings.
I know.
It just makes sense, doesn't it?
It's just never the guys that should have them. You know what I mean?
It's like, the guys who have kids already get them. And then... The guys, there was one guy who was like, my wife has cerebral palsy and I would never do that to her and make her get pregnant. I'm like, you should not be having kids, period.
Wait, it's so sad.
Wait, cerebral palsy people can have kids?
Well, he said, I wouldn't want to do that to her body. Like, I wouldn't want to make her handle, like, have her body.
Oh.
I'm like, just get a fucking emotion. Surrogate then, maybe.
Why does she know he made that decision?
I don't know. It's out now.
Oh, wow.
She's like, you I want a baby. He's like,
live.
Nope.
Meanwhile, I'm like, should I get Botox on my vagina to go to the Hamptons?
I don't know. I'm thinking about like what my pussy would look like with that Botox.
Yeah, me too. It would be like, wait, tell me if I look better.
Oh, you're talking about on your face.
I thought you were. That's my vagina.
I thought you were. Oh, yeah. That's what your pussy
That's
would
perfect.
Look like.
Perfect.
Just a little pull.
That's what my mom does to me.
Mine have a little puffy. Okay, this is for the Patreon.
This is Patreon.
And finally,
Stuart almost threw up.
So finally, some celebrity news. Lindsay Lohan is married and Woo! Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement.
Yay!
She needs money.
Hot take, I hate Cameron Diaz.
Why?
She's
so cute. Tell me more.
She's a horrible actor.
Well, I mean.
And I've heard she's a bitch.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? But are they
all? I just think she's like an angry little bitch.
An angry little bitch.
I heard she like too. Really yelled at someone at like a grocery store once, and then I looked it up. But I don't know. I mean, we can like her, but I just don't think her acting is good like enough her. To like for her to act like that.
Mm.
Like, have you seen?
Well, she's like the equivalent of Jennifer Aniston.
in acting, right.
Agreed, but I think Jennifer Aniston at least tries to be kind to strangers.
And Jennifer Aniston is like funny, depending on the role.
Right.
Like, I feel like she knows how to do that one specific role really well. Right. Yeah, she's more like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, this is my hot take. No one has to agree with it.
Cameron Diaz, not Jennifer Aniston.
Cameron Diaz
didn't work for a long time, and whenever someone doesn't work in Hollywood, it means they're being rude to people.
Oh my God. Really? I gotta step my act up.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta start being nice.
That's a thing.
I know, I thought rude. It was because she wanted to focus on her family.
Yeah, whenever no one would hire her because she was a fucking bitch, probably. Mm. I don't know.
That's the only thing you can focus on when you lose your job.
I know. I don't know. I just think, don't you think it's weird when someone like has a.
Yeah,
you think about people that work a lot, those people you can tell are like nice to like the crew members and the.
She was working a lot for a minute.
And there's certain people that don't work.
Katherine Heigl is known to be a bitch, and she doesn't work.
And she doesn't work. Even though I do love Katherine Heigl, and apparently she vapes.
She's a queen.
Wait, that's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't like Cameron Diaz.
Okay,
I like her.
She's coming out of retirement. So I think she needs the money. That's what Right?
Probably.
Did I ruin the whole conversation?
Yeah, Benji Madden. No. Do you think Benji Madden is raking it in? The good Charlotte guy.
That's her husband.
She's coming back into a movie called Back. That's called Back in Action.
Yeah.
I also think she's cashing in on like the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. I could
Did she have kids or anything?
Yeah, she has a family. That's why she quit acting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And does she still have that hot little bod?
I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's still
good for
hot.
Her. Yeah. She's hot. I never said she wasn't hot.
If I looked like her, I would be an angry little bitch.
I probably would too. Yeah. I'm not saying.
Yeah, with the things you can get away with.
Yeah.
And you're an actress.
And she had that body like in the 2000s.
Yeah.
She was on top of the fucking world. I would be an
angry
little
bitch.
Oh my
God, her little little booty short.
If I looked like that in 2003, I would have been.
I'm going to look her up.
Do you remember her in The Mask?
She had the dress. Yeah. She looked so fucking good.
I was like, I wish I was The Mask.
Yeah, maybe I'm just jealous of her.
Yo, you gay, dude.
I'm like, ooh.
Yo, ooh, good. You are The Mask.
Smoking. Somebody stop me.
The How Mask is literally every man around someone who looks like Cameron Diaz.
Her name's Cameron. Cameron.
Diaz.
Cameron
Diaz, but she's not Spanish.
I know, what's that about?
Is she not?
That's like Ted Cruz.
Yeah, right.
I thought something
happened.
Yeah, what?
Oh wow,
we're sharing something.
I hate her fucking face.
She's
so
got a
much.
Big mouth.
I like her too.
Why do I hate her so much, you guys? She's triggering to me.
I like her. Okay, then put her away.
Yeah. We don't want to trigger you.
What's wrong with me? No, I feel bad. I'm so sorry to this woman.
Hurt people hurt people.
Hurt people hurt people.
And I think someone who looks like Cameron Diaz might have hurt you.
She's so scary looking.
I love her.
Oh my God. Lots of Botox on the face on this one.
Yeah. I mean, how old is she now? She's pushing what?
Wow.
Oh, she's 50.
She looks good for 50.
Yeah. Interesting.
Right? You guys think I'll look good when I'm 50?
Yeah.
She has a wine brand.
Why, thank you. I hope I'm not alive that long. Shit.
She has a wine, like an alcohol brand. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, she does her own wine now.
I love that for her. Okay, great. Stick to the wine, honey.
There you go.
There we go.
Love her.
Okay.
There you have
it. The tables have turned.
Congrats
to Lindsay. Congrats to Lindsay Lohan. The guy's kind of uggo, but you do you.
He's not
bad. I'm so rude.
He's not
bad.
He's probably really rich, though.
Yeah, he's really rich. He's a financier.
Her and Dina need to get
dug out
of a hole.
They need to get dug out, if you know what I mean.
So. Yeah, Dina.
Didn't she just go to get in trouble, right? Dina? For like a.
I don't know. She's been hanging out at the Stand.
What?
She's been at the Stand.
Dina, the Stand Comedy Club
yes.
and Restaurant?
Multiple
no
comedians have posted pictures with her.
What
like Corinne
fuck?
Did one the other
Why
week.
Why have you missed it? You've missed your chance.
I can't Dina be in the same room. She'll think I'm her daughter. It'll get confused.
It's going to get weird.
She'll try to steal money from me.
Yeah, it's going
to
get weird.
I have the Chase Sapphire.
Please.
I was not in the Parent Trap.
Please. Amex is going to charge me. Please.
Wait until she sees your Lindsay Lohan doing Stitch thing.
Oh, my God. She needs
Lilo
to see it.
Stitch. The role of a lifetime. Oh. Cameron Diaz
Lilo
wishes.
As Stitch. Yeah, she
Cameron
does.
Cameron Diaz wishes she could play Lilo.
Yeah, she does.
And Stitch.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Did you guys know that I get ads for like Lilo and Stitch things all the time now? I'm like,
oh my God.
Why?
Because
they hear me whispering my hit feature film, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh right? Is this because you're in the bathroom literally doing Lilo
She's rehearsing before every podcast. She's like, maybe they'll ask me again today.
Maybe I'll see Lilo and Stitch again.
She's I'm on just top waiting of the world. In the wings.
Well, I'm like, weird, this topic came up.
something about Lindsay Lohan. A fun fact about me is, so let's get into our first segment. What do you guys think?
Love
let's
it.
It's called Let's Sync Up. What do you guys? What do you guys sink? What do you guys sink? All right. Okay. So the New York Times put out an article about what food you can eat to stay hydrated. We're about to be in the hottest summer of our lives.
Watermelon
might be the last. And they said fruits and veggies. Obviously, wow. Everyone's always saying. Well, there was a lot of different opinions in this article. I don't really read these health articles anymore. But
everyone's got their own opinions. Yeah, people say coffee. You're like, yeah. I don't think so.
They said coffee was okay. And what
did they say about sparkling water?
They said any beverage is fine. They were like, even sugary beverages will hydrate.
What did they say about Bud Light?
They said alcohol is definitely a dehydrating. Okay. Yeah. So
even Bud Light?
They said, I feel like they literally said every liquid other than alcohol.
Miller Lite is Arkansas water.
Don't get me wrong. I've been drinking watermelon.
Watermelon is very hydrating.
It's so hydrating. Yes. So I had grapes last night. Oh,
delicious. Have you ever had like grapes that were in the freezer?
Yeah, boy.
Fire.
That's that shit I like.
Sorry, God.
Have you guys had cotton candy grapes?
I have had cotton candy grapes.
Fire.
They're weird.
Yes. Where were those when school wanted me to eat fruits?
I know.
They got all these good fruits.
They got little fun oranges and different kinds of bananas. We had Macintosh apples.
This is what MIT should be doing.
Making more of that instead of
studying why the Oreo goes on one side.
Thank you. I know.
Like a ranch watermelon.
That would be good.
You like to dip your watermelon in ranch?
I've tried it before.
What? It's not fully for me, but I do know that people like that.
That sounds bussin'.
No. It's low-key crazy. Gas. I mean, it's the same thing as technically dipping like a cucumber in ranch, but just a little more pink.
And like sweet.
And sweeter. Yeah.
You know me, I love the pink.
You know what's
and
good
sweet.
Is tahini on watermelon.
Watermelon sugar? Watermelon.
Really?
And cucumber, obviously.
What'd you say?
Tahini on watermelon is amazing.
Oh, tahini
on watermelon is good.
Yeah. So, yep. Totally.
I'm a watermelon purist. So.
Okay. I love watermelon juice, like pure watermelon juice. Have you had it?
Yeah. Remember that one?
I've had it.
Remember that one that was like the outside of the can was like green.
It looked like a watermelon.
Beyonce owned it.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just always get that.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Okay. Me neither. Okay. Well, speaking of drinkies.
Sorry.
Today's hard-hitting question is, what's your favorite drink when you're dehydrated? Woo. We're going crazy. We're getting deep. You know what's really good when you're hungover?
What?
Orange juice.
Oh.
Good orange juice is the spot.
With pulp or no pulp?
I don't care. There's something at my bagel shop here that's like one of them local looking things. It's like in like a
Natalie's.
Maybe. It's like in like a kind of jug type of thing.
No, orange juice is really good when you're hungover.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. I love a Diet Coke.
Yes.
In a can.
Yeah.
In a can.
You're drinking it. You're like, oh my God. It feels like you're coming.
Yeah.
My brain is literally having an orgasm.
It is. It's like so good when that bubbles hit the back of your throat. That's like pure
when you touch the can and it's cold and then you crack it open.
Yeah.
And then you just take, I'd be like.
I'd be like that. Do it again. This is you drinking a can of cold Diet Coke. Go ahead.
Diet Coke helmet.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
It's best out of the can.
You love it.
My brain.
My eyes go in the back.
Yeah, act like y'all brains don't be the same.
No, it is. It is. You're like. My feet like raise a little bit off the ground.
Your toes curl.
I elevate for a second, and then once it's down, it's like. Oh, Like Sandstorm, that song Sandstorm is playing in my head. Like,
that sounds like
that. You're hydrated and you're like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
But those few moments when it's hitting
sometimes
you,
I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, you need
oh my God.
Sometimes all I'm focused on is getting like, sometimes after a show, you're so thirsty.
Yeah.
You're like, don't talk to me. I need a LaCroix. Yeah. Immediate LaCroix.
Yes.
LaCroix. LaCroix. Immediately.
Yeah.
Some people are like, how you feeling? I'm like, shut up. I need water.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like regular water. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Sometimes no, I agree. Water, sometimes you get so dehydrated. You're like, the only thing I need is like actual water. Like,
yeah. But when I wake up in the morning,
a nice just water. Like water.
Real water.
Yeah. Out of a glass.
Real water.
Sometimes there are certain waters that are like not. Dude. Like Evian, too thick for me.
It's thick. Yeah. And I hate it because the bottle looks so cool. I'm like, so I want to cool. Like, I want to walk around like yeah. Looking like Miranda.
I like Essentia.
I love Essentia.
It's just smart water. It's the best.
I'll smart water is fire. Fiji's my number one.
Me too.
Obviously. Fiji's
when
okay.
I see people yeah. With Essentia, I'm like, oh, you have money. You have money. Yes. Essentia. You are bald.
Smart water is Kardashian water. Yeah. Smart water is Chugi.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jennifer Aniston. No, really?
Yeah, it is. Chugi. It is Chugi.
It's Chugi. Wait, smart water has been a appearing I mean, thanks for telling me. Yeah.
Thanks for telling me sooner rather than later.
But it has probiotics. I'm not probiotics, electrolytes.
That's smart water does. Yeah.
But other so waters.
Dasani, Chug.
I hate Chug. Dasani.
I don't mind
it's like
Dasani.
Drinking oil.
Disgusting.
It's like drinking oil.
It literally is.
Oil.
Oh. It's like drinking oil. That Dasani goes in and right in. And I say, should I put some garlic on this oil? It like sits in your
you
mouth.
You got some breath with this oil.
Why is Dasani thick?
It has a lot of salt.
With it. It's lake water.
It has a lot of salt.
Dasani,
the worst. It's literally made by Coke.
I know.
Yeah, because I used to drink it in
Diet
high school.
Coke so good.
I used to drink Dasani in high school like a lab rat.
Same.
I need to make Diet Dasani.
Diet Dasani.
I would drink a Diet Dasani in actually. That sounds fire.
Yeah, Diet Dasani. It's literally just water.
But it's diet.
I hate that boxed water. It
don't,
tastes weird.
Yeah. No,
that's
I know
disgusting.
It's good for the environment.
The first time I saw boxed water at a music festival, that's when I knew society was crumbling. And that was in 2013.
And the boxed water crumbled immediately as well.
Immediately. You're holding a box of water.
It's so disgusting.
I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
And it does taste weird.
Box of like water. Chalky. I'll give you a box of water.
Yeah.
Hey.
I also really I think that's all I had. I wrote Dasani is bad on the on
Dasani
my notebook.
Dasani equals bad.
Yeah.
Okay, scientist.
Okay, MIT.
Okay, MIT over here.
Women in STEM.
MIT
equals MC squared. I figured it out.
Can you imagine being someone who figures something like that out? I'm like, dude, I cannot even
figure out
my own
my
fucking...
keys. Which key? I haven't figured out yet which key is
the
one that opens the door.
I always put the wrong.
I can't even figure out setting up
every
here.
Time.
I couldn't figure out how to lock my mailbox and I was just unlocked.
You would think like one time I would try the right one, but I never do. I always try the wrong one.
I always
or that
try
you
the
would
wrong
notice
one.
Or the just USB. Put something
or
on it.
Or just put two.
Yeah.
No, I know. I like bring the two... I still
where it's like the USB when you always put it in the wrong way first.
Yeah,
always. I've never gotten
that's
it right. Ever.
Your job, yeah.
I get it wrong every single time.
To save my life.
I get it wrong every single time.
I don't know why.
And I'm like, I'm gonna get it wrong, and then I get it wrong. Maybe I'm manifesting it though.
Always something.
I'm manifesting it going.
Going in
when
wrong.
That happens to me, I feel bad for men. I'm like, we're so hard on them.
Yeah. I know.
Because I'm like.
They can't get it.
No, that's the way it has to go
it's
in.
It's true. It's true.
I'm not a turf or anything, but I do feel bad for men. They do have to pee like really bad sometimes.
All the time that's on the way to the hand.
So I get why they're not going to the restroom.
They got a pee pee.
I know. I'm kidding. I obviously know that's not what it means, but I feel bad. They really have to pee all the time.
What? They do. I guess I have to pee less than them. They do pee.
I think they're so annoying when my dad used to have to pee so much.
They've never been depressed.
I feel like they really have to pee like it's worse than us.
Yeah. I do think men pee a lot.
It's a prostate thing for sure. But I find have you seen the episode of like Euphoria when she like stays in bed so long and like doesn't pee?
Ew.
Like I've done that.
I do that all the time.
I can hold a piss for
I'll
go to bed knowing I have to pee and I'm just like let's just run it.
And that's brave because you used to be in bad weather.
Let's test. Let's remind our brains what we have to do just in case you get drunk. Because yeah. I haven't peed the vet ever, but sometimes I like to challenge my body. That's just to make sure we're still good.
Yeah, the bitch is still in line.
Yeah.
Yes. When I wake up, yeah. When I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to pee, I'm like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, we've come a long way.
It's still in there. It's still in there. Can you believe that? I'm like on my way to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm a grown up.
I'm a big girl.
We never used to be able to do this. Literally haven't wet the bed since I was like, I think the last one was 13, but it was the last like,
whew. Yeah. Yeah. That's a flex for me.
Yeah, me too.
I get up to pee.
Me too. Wait. Growth.
Growth. Learning.
Growth. Trauma, change. Actually.
Trauma. The trauma's bussing.
That trauma be bussing, though. All right. Well, I feel like we're synced up. At least Ashlyn and I are now, because I think you and I have been talking for the last 5 minutes. Sorry about that. What if we bring some speed dating in?
Speed dating.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay,
let's
so it. Someone wrote in, opening the door for your partner, chuggy or necessary?
No, I love it.
I think it's sweet.
I like it. It's sweet.
I think you need to open the door for your partner. You don't obviously have to do it all the time. And if it's like...
I think it can also go both ways.
But I get annoyed when people don't open the door for me, so...
I don't get annoyed, but
not the car door every single time.
Right. Yeah, but it can be cute every so often. If it's every single time, you're like, bruh! You're like, okay, bruh! I live alone. I manage my Amex. You know what I mean? Exactly. But every so often.
If they, like, stop you from opening the door, it's annoying.
Yeah.
But if they just, like, do it...
But regular door, I think a guy should always... I get annoyed when I see... When I... walk into my finance office and a guy doesn't like hold. I'm like, y'all have no manners.
I actually get more annoyed with strangers who do it than someone I'm dating.
Yeah,
I get grateful when someone I'm dating does it. Right. I'm like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, when they do it, it's like, oh my god, it's amazing. But so not amazing. Not car door.
But I agree.
I don't expect car door, but it would be nice. Like, cute every once.
It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, but not every single time.
No, not every.
I like when Kate does it for me. Like, sometimes she'll open the car door.
She'll do it for you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's cute.
She's got a tux on.
I also think a guy should open the door and then let the woman... Wait, women aren't supposed to scoot, apparently, into the car.
How are you supposed to get in?
Like, a guy's supposed to scoot.
I be scooting and showing that coochie.
Like, the guy's supposed to open the door, but then, like, he goes... Because I think women are supposed to scoot across the seat.
All the way?
Yeah.
And then he's supposed to sit next to you?
I guess so.
No.
That's what someone told me.
I want them.
You have to hold the door and then... I don't know. Someone told me women don't scoot.
So you get in and you sit there.
Yeah.
And he walks around.
And he walks around.
Yeah.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
That's I don't want to scoot.
But if he comes in, you're like, oh, okay. No problem.
You're like, so this wasn't for me. This was for us.
Yeah.
It has to be just for me. Yeah. Also, men are technically not supposed to walk in front of you.
Oh, I hate that.
Men do that all the time.
My uncle will be like, oh, didn't mean to walk in front of you. And I'm like, thank you, Uncle
Joe. I like being in lockstep with the person I'm walking with.
I don't like it when a guy walks in front of me. Like, that really bothers me.
No, and that's a sign that's like, they can, that's like, that's disrespect. Right.
Now, what do you guys think about, now here's my question for New York City.
New York City.
I used to get annoyed when a guy would make me walk on the outside of the street. Like,
yeah,
like closest to traffic. However, in New York City, I'm gonna fall through a fucking basement of a bodega if I walk
over. I know you have to walk over the fucking thing,
and I don't like walking over the fucking thing.
I know it's bad luck, and I do it every time.
So sometimes it's chivalry if he like makes you walk on the other side.
That's why you gotta get two boyfriends.
That's why you gotta get two boyfriends.
One foot in a bodega basement. And then they just lift you like this.
Oh. I think we're good.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also the sidewalks aren't always conducive to people. Yeah, I just
need two boyfriends and then they hold me like this. And...
Yes. That's how you do it.
Fly through the air.
Yeah.
And you never even step on the street. That sounds good.
But anyways, yeah, open the car door, open the regular door, open the door as much as you can.
Yeah.
Not chuggy, necessarily.
Not chuggy.
Yeah. I think that's cute.
A nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a sweet touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Yeah, I think it's sweet. Be
a gentleman.
Yeah. Or a gentle woman.
Women are out here. Or a gentle woman.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a turf.
Or a gentle they them. Because I'm not a turf.
Don't be a turf.
Be a gentle they them.
Well, thank you for your speed dating.
You're so welcome.
Should we go to our next segment, which we haven't played in a while? Edition. It's called Sound Off.
Sound off.
Do it.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Ashlyn, when she realized she had COVID, had to cancel on Is the this morning Caroline? She's like staring at the test and she's like,
that's Stuart putting COVID in my drink.
Yes. Yeah. This is Caroline Googling what is COVID.
Caroline.
This is me Googling what is debt. What is debt? Yeah. Caroline looking at Amex.
This like, is what the noise Amex I hear website? When I'm like calculating all my credit card payments and I'm like, yeah. I think we're still good.
This is the it's noise when I'm trying to put the USB in right.
This is the noise every man make thinks in their head when they're like, should I open the door for Stuart? And then they don't.
She's going to hate me for that one. Is this the Stranger Things song?
No, it's
X-Files.
Oh, X-Files, correct.
X-Files.
Me, what I hear when Cameron Diaz walks towards me.
Not the TNT X-Files late at night.
The fucking alien. Me trying to ruin Cameron Diaz's career. on a local podcast.
Yeah, right. Very local. All right, do another one.
Okay. Let's see.
Sound of...
That's me when I don't pee the bed.
Like, ta-da! Yo, you literally like want to tell someone. You literally want to call your mom. Actually, not my mom. I would call someone else. I remember one time, not to go back to wetting the bed, but one time I had a sleepover. My mom like warned the mom that I pee the bed sometimes.
Right.
And she was like, well, we've been training. And so the mom was very comforting to me. And I felt very in a safe space with her, unlike my real mom.
Yeah.
And I remember running into her room at like 7 a.m. And I was like, I didn't wet the bed.
Aww. That's so
and she
cute.
Like woke up with like a southern face. She was very southern. She was like, that's great.
Go you're a good bed. Girl. That's funny. Now go to bed, you little shit.
That was me.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Should I do another one?
Yeah. No, do that one again.
Do that one again.
Stuart and I pretending to be chill around the people we date.
Ta-da.
Me setting up this set every time.
Yeah. That's me when I bleach my really? Asshole. Like, ta-da.
Wait, that is Caroline setting up equipment. It's all like on two that's legs. It's all about to fall over.
That's when you put the USB in correctly after
your asshole getting bleached.
I'm like, ta-da, no more poopy shit.
Ew.
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 Ew. We wanted to watch Parent Trap all weekend.
All weekend, and we couldn't manifest it. So I think good. My energies weren't aligned appropriately.
We tried to manifest.
You just didn't manifest too hard.
We manifested Joe Dirt, which is kind of like the Parent Trap.
I got way too into Joe Dirt. I was like, what is happening?
It's good. Joe right?
I was like, Brandy, who's Brandy?
It's good when you just let it happen.
It was good. It was a good
thank
film.
You for saying that. Joe Dirt is good when you just gotta let it happen.
It was a good
you
film.
Let it happen.
Christopher Walken in that movie.
It's a film.
Amazing.
So good.
The best.
We need to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's have a Joe Dirt night.
Wait, we should. I really I was watching love. That whole thing though.
I know. And so I was like being so loud. I was
no,
annoying
you?
Stuart and her hubby, I
no,
think.
No, you yeah? were not. We were
there
chilling.
Was one point where I was like screaming and then it went silent and I was like, oh, I was just really loud.
No, I think I was just literally asleep. And you pumped me with drugs.
Yeah. Dude, I got everyone really high this weekend.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
I was like, was I think amazing. One should be good.
That was amazing.
And it was like 100 milligrams.
And then Stuart was like,
And then I was like, I just want to move to Arkansas and like have a farm.
Have a flower like, shop.
A flower shop.
The queso's really good there.
Yeah. I was like, I'm afraid the more stable I get, the more crazy everyone else gets. And that makes me sad.
Yeah, we had a full insane combo.
Yeah, but here we are.
Ta-da. Okay, anyway. Next sound.
Next sound. Here we go. Is this a bad one?
No.
This is literally me walking up to Cameron Diaz when I shoot her.
That's my IUD having a face off with the sperm.
Oh, good.
That was me staring at my COVID test.
This yeah. is you with
for
your grandma.
15 minutes.
Yeah, with right? No mask on the kitchen.
Oh, my God. COVID test has boots on. Cowboy hats cowboy. First.
That's so cute.
And two fucking lines.
Yeah.
It was like draw.
Should I move on to another one?
No, I'm thinking. It's such a funny noise.
I know.
It's so slow.
This is me
That's
fighting.
That's me as I'm like approaching someone in the hallway of my apartment building and I'm like, don't make eye contact. Yeah, don't make eye contact. Say hi. Don't say hi. And then you just walk by without.
When you recognize someone that you know yeah. for a long time and you're like, don't, we'll just pretend to not see yep. each other.
This is yep. when you see your ex on the street.
Yeah.
Okay, should I do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
That's when the Diet Coke hit my brain.
Yo, like, facts though.
me running here when I'm late every single time.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. That's literally your brain on Diet Coke. Me, what a fucking grandfather clock over here.
Me when I realized I didn't press record on.
My biological clock
ticking
every time I break up with a dude.
Constantly. I'm like
Stuart realizing that you have to bleach your asshole because poop stains.
That's the Republicans when they hear that everyone's getting a vasectomy.
Yeah,
when the weed Maddie gives me sets in. And I'm like, where am I?
Yeah,
why am I in New Jersey?
All right, should I do another one or keep
do one more?
Okay.
Oh.
Tetris song.
It's just me and my quinceañera.
Yeah. Literally.
Me when I eat a piece of baklava.
Me when I drink red wine. I'm like. As soon as I get an inch of a tan.
This is me when I cook once every 3 months and I'm sautéing yeah. garlic. I'm like, yeah. The windows me are open. I'm literally chocolate.
When I'm ratatouille.
Me as ratatouille. And then the food sits in my fridge rotten for 5 months.
Yeah.
This is me when I pay one credit card bill.
Yeah.
This is me when I order Uncle Gussie's, the Greek food cart, for my boss, and I get myself a small hummus as well. Opa. Hey! Me when I go to a wedding out of the country.
Stuart in Croatia.
This is me when Kate opens the door.
Hey!
I'm loving this song, literally.
I love it. Keep it
I'm
going.
I'm really loving this song.
Tetris, baby. It's the OG
Me
Tetris.
when I want to not dry my leggings, so I hang them up.
Oh yeah.
When I wear my bandana. The string in the dryer, so I hang them up. My lime green swimsuit.
Mi amore. Dinner's ready. We have gazpacho.
Yeah.
This is when I open a DiGiorno and put it in the oven.
Oh, like, mamma mia.
Me when I don't get abortions.
Have your baby. Natural birth.
Exactly.
Water birth, baby.
Not the exactly. natural birth.
Should I do any more?
I just want to listen to that song all day.
Me too.
Oh, wow. We should get Greek salad after it.
Me when I buy that De Rossi wine that comes in the jug.
When you buy,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Not bag
the
wine.
Cheapest.
Not the jug
no,
wine.
The jug. Worse than the bag.
The jug is worse than the bag, I'll say.
We used to drink that in college. And it was like, why?
Did you guys ever play Slap the Bag?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Every day.
Yeah, that was.
No,
what?
You never play Slap the Bag?
Oh my God.
You got to get some fronds.
We'll do it.
Okay.
You can't drive home after this, so I'll have Kate pick you up.
Dude, oh Slap God. The Bag is so dumb, but got me fucked up.
You chug yeah. it until you're done, and then you slap it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, it's someone else like, slaps like, it, right?
Well, you kind of slap it to chug it a little faster, oh. but then when you're done, you can tap out.
Got so we chug as much as you can and yeah. slap it. Yeah. Slap.
When you're done, you're like, slap the bag. But then other people slap it. Yeah,
to get night.
Yeah.
We should do that on a Hampton night.
Okay.
We should definitely.
And it's
do
gonna
it.
Make my chest.
We're
red
gonna drink
as
Franzia
fuck.
In the Hamptons.
We're not drinking
please.
Franzia in the
We're
Hamptons.
We're not drinking. Thank you.
No, okay. No, no, no.
Okay. So you and I will slap the bag.
This is why you guys don't understand.
Play
Amex.
That song. Play that song.
Hold on.
Slap this the bag. Why, slap the bag. Slap
you guys
the bag,
are sounding
slap
very cheesy.
Slap the bag.
Right now.
slap the bag.
And we will drink nice wine.
I'm like,
this is gonna be mad.
Airing mine out. Why don't we sit down and have some antipasto at the table together, please, as a
this
family?
This is Caroline cutting up figs for us.
Figs and lox.
So good. All we right. have to pick a weekend to do that anyway.
Any more sounds or shall we good. Move on?
Up to you guys.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Well, Caroline.
Well, I just literally love that last song.
Me too. It was so good.
It's Tetris.
It was so good.
You guys ever played Tetris?
Yeah.
No.
That's
no,
it?
No, I've never
With
played
the
Tetris.
Sound on?
Not the sound on.
On like a Nokia phone from like the 90s.
Yeah, it's so fun.
That's what it used to play. It's what it used to sound like.
Are you making fun of her for not slapping the bag?
Slap in the bag.
Slap slap in the back. Oh, I'm sorry that I don't drink like an animal.
Yeah, you should be, bitch. Blacking out is fun. It's disgusting. Feels really good.
Blacking out makes you forget you have death.
Please respect our culture.
Yeah, this is all we have.
And slapping the back is part of our culture.
That's all we have.
Because you guys respect my culture so much.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We just played a slightly Spanish sounding song.
I literally just had Chipotle. I literally just had Chipotle.
We had Mexican food twice this weekend.
Twice, dude.
I'm not even Mexican.
Dude, but listen to this. There was a new, shout out to New Brunswick, the Fat Cactus. Best restaurant. My favorite restaurant.
Amazing literally restaurant. In the world.
Amazing restaurant. Queso. Yeah, they had great the micheladas. Tacos, were
micheladas. The jalapeno margarita, too spicy for me. That's never happened ever.
That was good, right?
That's the good. Food yeah. was good.
I just there. Say a little less jalapeno.
I would literally go there for my birthday.
Let's go to New Brunswick, maybe.
It was kind of close. We get a limo. We get a party
Let's
bus.
Let's get a limo to New Brunswick. And go to, and they play good a music, too. Limo. They're like, starships were meant to fly.
And we slap the bag
all night. It was good music.
Oh, my God.
We were just sitting there dancing.
We had fire we food go. In New we Brunswick. Should go.
And two guys were next to us, like, trying to get with... They yeah, were like you? Staring at us.
That were they
like,
cute?
They were 5'2".
Oh, were they Italian? Probably.
No, were they the busers?
Cactus.
Oh,
it was Brunswick is
busers.
Really.
It was the busers.
New, let's they just say
clearly,
a lot of
like, just
people
just gone had, off.
But also, New Brunswick is very, you know,
Latino.
Ashlyn's family it is. There. Yeah,
I thought it was a college town as well.
But it, outside of the college.
Oh,
yeah.
Latinx.
Robbie told us that on the way to the show.
Oh.
Because he Wikipedia'd the...
So smart.
Interesting.
So yeah. good.
I don't trust any man that Wikipedia is where he's going. That's all to be I like, do, what baby. Demographic lives here?
That's true. I go in with an open mind. Yeah. I'm in like Newark. I'm FBI. Like, what are we doing in the classroom? Yeah, I don't really do that. I don't really Wikipedia either.
The demographics. He's like...
FBI, sure. Yeah, right things.
He gets on stage. Hola, amigos. Yes.
Arriba, arriba.
It's all like just young women. All right, well, what's going on in Caroline's corner before we wrap up?
Oh my God. Here is an infographic I found. I'll show it. I'll give it to Michael, but it's strange driving rules from around the world.
Wait, love.
Really? Do you no. love? Okay.
I don't know, but this is I a love. Cool topic.
Stewart doesn't follow any driving rules.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, relative, I clearly. Yeah. I mean, if you were in Alaska, your driving rules might be.
Okay, what are normal. Some?
So Alaska has tie Fido to the roof of your car and you'll be in big trouble with the dog-loving lawman
yeah,
of Alaska.
I don't think you should tie a dog to the
car. I don't know who's doing that.
That means someone did it and they had to make a law.
Right.
Someone tied their dog to the top of the car?
In Alaska, yeah.
What is this,
maybe
homeward
it was
bound?
Dead. Maybe it was a dead dog that they
overrode. No, maybe it was like a snow dog and it was on a sled.
Snow dogs. Yeah. Love that movie.
They probably put that motherfucker on top of the car because it's Alaska and they do crazy shit out yeah. there.
They do.
They let the dog snowmobile there.
Yeah,
they let the dogs drive the snowmobile.
That's what I'm saying. The dog maybe sled. He was just on the snowmobile, just hanging out.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's just going to work.
Yeah,
he's going to the Iditarod.
Relax, wow. Everyone.
Relax. God
damn.
Okay, so in Cyprus, no one hates
Texas
drink. What does it say? No one hates drunk driving like the Cypriots, who will arrest you for drinking water Greece? Behind the wheel. Oh, it says drink driving, not
Greece.
Drunk.
Cyprus.
Wait, so what? Greece.
Cyprus Texas? is like Greece. It's
okay.
like another.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
an island in
the
Mediterranean.
Okay.
And then what happened?
So you can't even drink water.
You
behind
can't
the
drink
wheel.
Water. So it looks like you're gonna have to get dehydrated.
Well, I'll have to eat my fruits and veggies.
You'll have to eat your water.
What about
at
the
least
straw?
They don't need the Botox now.
Nope.
Yeah.
They don't need the Botox.
It
for
does.
The water.
It, no, it is low-key distracting.
It is cumbersome with the bottle and the twisty yeah. and the.
No.
It's low-key distracting.
I'm drinking and driving.
Yeah. I'm
unless
drinking
you have the drive open.
Yeah.
I will
that's
say
that's all I have is a fat seltzer in the road.
Yeah, or
like a Route 44,
a yeah. Slurpee.
Yeah,
no, that's all I have.
Straws are cool. I mean, but straws I think like the twist off or like box water. You're not fucking opening up a box water
well,
in the car.
Why are we drinking box water? That should be illegal.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
Yeah,
should be illegal.
Well, they're saying drinking anything.
Okay, well I'm not going to Greece. Thanks.
Yeah,
Cyprus.
I'm never going to Cyprus.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm never
that's
driving.
That off my list. Of places to see.
Denmark says sick. It says sick of sick
I have
of
a bucket
kids
list of things I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Not driving in Cyprus.
No. I prefer taking a donkey. Okay, so in Denmark it says sick of kids kipping under your car. Danish law insists you check for snoozing rugrats before setting
under
off.
Under your car?
Because you know what kids be doing, you know, these days.
What kids are sleeping under the car?
I don't know. I'm like, maybe rats are under there, like biting your wires or something. But
I've never been under a car.
I've never.
I've never been under a car.
I've never even been in a car.
But somebody must, some baby must yeah, have no, gotten run over.
I think I've been here my whole life.
Some baby must have done that.
I mean, I've heard of people getting run over from not being, but you know. Anyway,
okay. It, what?
From not
her family.
Yeah, right.
Family
she drama. Hit it.
in Russia, it may seem mad, but in the land that gave us, what does that say? Ladas? Having a dirty car is a dirty crime.
Love that. Russians are so clean.
I'm going really? To jail then.
You are going to prison.
My car is neat you're and clean, baby.
Time. You're going
my
to
car was sterilized filthy. With vodka.
Yeah. Your car was.
If I had a car now, I would be better. I've cleaned up my life.
I remember the car you had when you first what? When I first
my
met
place
you.
Is clean?
No. What? Your place is clean.
Your place is my clean. Kitchen. I just
but that's because you're never here.
Right now.
Fair.
Right now I'm here.
But that's how I've been able to do it.
Yes.
I manifested being a clean person so by never being home.
If you're never in your car, perfect. Then it'll be clean.
Right.
Right now,
exactly.
I'm hearing the X-Files thing.
So my car got messy because I used to drive it all the time in Rochester and I was like depressed at the time. So I would just leave stuff everywhere. And yeah. Couldn't keep up with things.
My car is pretty clean.
And well, you clean. Sent me I those car cleaning clips
I always had
that
a clean car,
but amazing.
Then the trunk would be full of
I'm like, oh, yeah. She needs to watch okay. Some of that or something.
You're on your way to the Goodwill.
I guess my favorite thing exactly. To watch.
I love those car cleaning clips. Oh, my God. And when I get a house, I'm going to get, like, all of those so never. So, I'm going to get,
yeah,
like...
what are you talking about? It's over.
Maybe with the Amex, you know.
Yeah,
put it on the Amex, maybe. That shit right away.
I'm going to get, like, all the attachments to clean the car. I'm going to do that shit. I love cleaning. I love
it's easy to clean
shit.
Once things are clean.
I know.
But it's hard to clean if you live in a hoarding filth. Environment.
Mm.
Which is where I was.
Okay. In Germany, German cops won't be beaten by technology. If your GPS shows speed cameras, you must turn it off. What does that mean?
Like Waze.
What?
Like Waze. Like Waze shows you like there's a speeding camera.
Yeah, but you must turn what off?
The GPS off.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
They probably have it like it's illegal. Like the cops try to sue Waze because you know how it'll let you know that there's a cop there.
Say there's a
right.
Yeah, so they try to sue them and like try to make them take it off. But then, yeah, but then
that's
Waze,
public information.
Yeah,
Waze won because yeah. they're like if the point of having a cop there is to make the place safe, then you're making the place safe.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, because you're not supposed
you
to entrap people.
Want to punish people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
So that's how they won.
A-cab.
Wow.
And also it's public information.
Yes.
But the Germans, they like to round people up.
Well, historically, I can't do German either.
I don't know.
Historically,
I don't know.
They like to be in control.
Yes, they like the police. That is not a German accent to the least. Okay.
Do your best German accent. I feel like you can do it.
I can drive in Eisenheisen.
I can drive a Volkswagen.
Danke.
Volkswagen.
Danke.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
I can't do a German accent. So give me something to say, German.
My pussy is wet.
My pussy is wet. I can't do it. I'm not in my German mood today. I haven't had mustard all
I'm sorry.
I haven't had a bratwurst.
That's fair.
Okay, what else? In Thailand, when the heat is on, Thai drivers have to stay hot. Driving in the country while shirtless is illegal. Sorry, I can't read.
Oh, yeah, shirtless.
I mean, driving.
I mean, in Arkansas, we do that all the time.
Yeah, no, if you're on a beach vacation, we drive in shirtless.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm driving, yeah.
If I'm going to the beach, yeah.
No shoes, no shirt.
Yeah.
Still get
shirtless. But I guess if you're at work, maybe I need to put a shirt
pants.
On.
Yeah, bitch.
So does it get so hot in Thailand that cab drivers just take their tops off?
I can imagine so.
I
it's like the jungle there.
I could see getting into a cab, a guy not wearing a shirt and me being a little uncomfortable, but I still take the ride.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
As long as you get me home.
If I got into, I feel like if it was my own car, you can't tell me what to do in my own car, but if I got into a cab,
working.
I'd be like, excuse me, I see nipples.
Sir,
I don't know. If I got into an Uber and the female driver had her shirt off, I have no problem.
Right. Well, yeah, I wouldn't either, honestly.
You'd be real excited.
I would understand. I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, you're down there doing this.
The boob sweats. out the wazoo. Oh, should I do any more? There's a few more. Or should we wrap it up?
Good. Okay. Thanks for welcoming. No.
Drive away, drive off.
Well, I think that's our pod. Thank you for welcoming us into your corner.
Thank you.
Where can we find you guys?
You can find me being a topless Uber driver.
Hey!
Woo!
You can
and I'll open the door for the ladies. Okay.
You can find me on... I don't know. You can find me opening the car door for myself.
Oh, girl boss.
Okay. Ashlyn, where can we find you?
You can find me at the next Cameron Diaz movie eating popcorn by myself with a can of Diet Coke.
I'll be there too.
Fine, yeah. The worst acting ever.
Whatever.
You can find me slap in the bag.
Little tiny days. Caroline, where can we find you?
You can find me slap in the bag.
Yo! That's right.
Thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.